I think we had more than enough of the game there, but obviously going a goal behind, it looked like it wasn't going to be our day, but in the end we got certainly a reward in terms of not getting beat, and realistically looked the most likely to go on and win it.
Talk us through your team selection at the start. Two changes today?
Yeah, there was. Paddy came in, and the other one, Diz, came in for Crickley.
Any reasons for that?
I'm not going to justify team selections every time I come on the radio. It's a good squad of players. If you're telling me that them two aren't good enough, then I'd like you to sort of get hold of them two and then tell them.
No, I was only asking you for
your opinion. It seems every time you make a decision, that's what I'm paid for. That's why I'm the manager of the football club. So I'll pick the team that I think can do a job. And realistically, they were. The fact that we go a goal behind, then obviously people start getting a little bit upset. But realistically, they're all good enough players.
Conditions weren't great out there, particularly maybe first half.
Well, it was heavy rain and it was blustery, but the pitch played well. It's quite long, but the fact of the rain coming on, and it was a good surface to play.
Were you disappointed with the manner of their goal?
Yeah, I mean, just chatting to James there and the way that he sort of come down, I think the general feeling is it's a bit of a miss-it cross, and the lads got a great, leap at the far post, just managed to, I think, got a little nudge on pars and got above him and headed the ball into the net from what, looks a bit of a strange angle. Disappointing to go behind, because as I say, realistically I thought we were the team on top of the game.
Did you get a decent view of the penalty decision?
Not particularly. As I hit it, and it kind of seemed to take an age for it to go behind, I thought it was actually going to go in and then I'm not sure what the decision would have been. I don't think there were any real complaints from what I can gather, at least, and certainly they should have had man sent off prior to that. The lads just kicked out Hayes.
Carl Magnay.
Yeah, and it's as blatant a red card as you'll see. And Tony, who's down there, he straight away, he knows he's looking. The fourth official's trying to say that he might have seen something a bit different. He's booked him. He's seen it. And it's, some of the other bookings that happened in the game are so soft compared to that, which clearly warranted a red card.
We go back to the penalty, a pressure penalty, but what a penalty.
Fantastic, great composure, really pleased for him to get his goal, and he deserved it because he was the one in that position that got brought down, and there was no second thoughts of getting hold of the ball and dispatched it with a touch of class.
Then I suppose you had to go for the win, but at the same time make sure you didn't do anything daft at the back.
Yeah, I think all second half, even while it was 11v11, or for large parts, we were sort of pushing them back and seemed to be picking up a lot of the ball, particularly maybe after they scored. Often see it, but teams kind of drop off and we're pushing, and the only danger was, two things. One, on the counter-attack, or two, a set play that's thrown up there, because again, a very, very big team. On the whole, I thought we defended it well. Even the one first half where it dropped and the lad hit the bar, I can't have too many complaints, because it's not like we've given him a free header, it's a bit of a scramble. So overall, I was happy with how we defended, the set plays, which was always going to be a tough ask today.
Toto, another yellow card, that's a booking and the suspension for him, yeah?
Yes, yeah. I'd looked away, so I think he's given it for a little push, which if it is, that's silly on Toto's part. The free kick's been given. He was getting fouled prior to that, but once it's given, you can't, you're not going to change the referee's mind, so that's, a silly one on his part.
Now on to Altrincham Tuesday night.
Yeah, and just been told to beat Halifax 3-1, so great result for them. I think, yet again, there's been some different results in the league, and it's proving to be, highly competitive from the bottom to the top. But we're at home. We want to put back right from Tuesday at home in front of his own fans.